Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Today we celebrate Christ the King Sunday. But Jesus makes it very clear that his kingdom is not instituted by human hands, but comes from God. Jesus the Christ is the King who invades the world with his divine truth, a truth that brings divine life to the world. God's reign, his truth that Jesus ushers into the world will be opposed by political structures that are created and survived by oppression, power, and exploitation. Those hungry for power and wealth will see God's kingdom as a threat, desiring evil as if it is good. Pilate tries to interrogate Jesus, but Jesus, Christ the King, interrogates Pilate. And Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Now, ironically, Pilate replies, "I am not a Jew, am I?" But for the evangelist John, the Jews represent the world's resistance to the revelation of God in Jesus Christ. So Pilate, theologically, is a Jew. And this is affirmed by him later when he tells Jesus what is truth, while he looks into the very face of truth incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus is Israel's Messiah, their King, the King of Israel, the King of the Jews. But he doesn't play by the world's rules as to how a king should be. Jesus' kingship cannot be separated from Jesus' mission from God the Father. And his mission is to bring God's truth to the world. And his truth is his revelation of God that exposes and strips away our self-centered delusion and draws human beings into the divine love and life of God. Those who believe in Christ as the Son of God and the Savior of the world receive eternal life, sharing in the life of the triune God. So Jesus, the Christ, the King, is precisely King because he exercises his royal power by testifying to God's truth, which is his power, presence and love that calls people out of the darkness of sin to his divine light of new life. To belong to the truth is to recognize the full revelation of God's power, presence, and love in the person of Jesus Christ, and to hear the word of God through Christ's voice. Pilate hears the good shepherd, Jesus, but he does not listen to Jesus' voice. He tells Jesus what is truth, condemning himself. And so the judge is judged by his rejection of Christ's witness to the truth. What it means to be king for Jesus is to witness to the truth of God's amazing, extravagant love for his people, to witness to the plan of salvation for the world. It means speaking with the authority and power of God to call humanity out of darkness of sin and death and into restoring, healing, eternal life with God. Ultimately, for Jesus, to be king is to be the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. It is on the cross that he will conquer the world through love and reign as King of Kings. And when he returns, he will judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. The truth of the gospel has its origins from God and not from this world. But our allegiance to God's reign in the world through Christ the King does have implications for our lives. It has implications on how we respond socially, politically, and economically. Jesus' truth is the reality of God's reign, which claims the world for God. And perhaps the greatest evidence of Christ's rule as King can be found in Jesus' people, who revealed to the world that Jesus the Christ lives and reigns in them. Jesus' claim over our lives as our Lord and our King is expressed in concrete ways of compassion, mercy, forgiveness, and above all, love. So may we always place our allegiance with Christ the King who rules this world and who will come again to set all things right. For in Him and only Him is there life with meaning and purpose. Only in Him is there true life, a life sharing the life of God. May we always reveal the rule of Christ the King to the world by giving ourselves completely to others in love. Amen.